go anywhere else. So there is no question of listening to anybody at any time. Whether you are listening to your teacher or a spiritual teacher, enlightened man, or your girlfriend, or your neighbor, you are not listening to anybody at any time. The listening is only for the purpose of changing things. Otherwise, no listening. To change what? To change your relationship, to change your self into something else, to better yourself. Otherwise, there is no point in listening. No communication is possible on any level with anybody. So you are all the time communicating to yourself. See, that communication is going on. You have a dialogue with yourself. You want that dialogue to go on. So your problem is how to fit every other thing into that dialogue. So don't ask me why am I talking. I am telling you all the time, you see, that nothing will ever come out of this conversation, discussion at all. See, that it cannot but do that, you see, that the survival mechanism there, it has to do that. You have no other way out of that. That's the unfortunate situation. You see, it survives only that way. You see, if the dialogue there inside of you comes to an end, that's the end of you as you know yourself, as you experience yourself. So that is something which, you see, that movement is not interested in. It has to know, it has to work, it has to change, it has to do something about it. You see, demand more and more and more and more. See, the reference point, that is why I say, you have not moved away from whatever your upbringing was, background was, whether you are a Catholic or a Protestant, that's all that you are and that you will remain always, no matter what you do. Cover it up, change it, replace it. Basically, you see, you are a Protestant or a Catholic or a Hindu, or it doesn't matter what it is, you see, that is the reference point you have. That has not helped you, so you are looking here, there, everywhere.
Guruji, Dhruva has to be our aim, our goal, to be finished with I.
No, that cannot be your goal. That is, you see, like demanding suicide.
No, but do it has to be the goal of human beings?
That is something, we are not concerned about the human beings in general.
Okay,
yourself is important. You see, that person, your neighbor, is no different from you. You see, so we don't talk of humanity, mankind,
no, so
people, in general at all. You see, if your problem is no different from the problems of others,
no,
basically the same.
So
what is your what is your goal? What is your goal? What is your goal? Tell me.
There are a lot of goals.
No, all are the variations are the same. There is one goal. You see, there is one thing that everybody wants. You are no exception. Nobody in this world is an exception, whether it is a communist or a Catholic or a follower of this guru, that guru, you see, or an atheist. One thing everybody wants, and that is happiness without one moment of unhappiness. What will give you happiness? Today, certain things give you happiness. Tomorrow, you see, your demands will be different. What you demanded 5 years ago will be different, you see, when you are older. See, but basically, the demand is there. So what do you want? What will give you happiness? Permanent happiness does not exist. You see? Huh? So that is just not possible. And the other thing is pleasure without pain. You know, you want pleasure. I'm not saying anything against this, no matter who condemns pleasure, it is of no importance. You see, pleasure without pain, that is what everybody wants in the world. Whether he is a Russian or an Englishman, American, or a theist, a Catholic, it doesn't matter. That is what everybody is after. It is just not possible. So all the other things, your spiritual goals, are the ultimate pleasure. You know you have not succeeded in having pleasure without pain. you have not succeeded in being happy all the time, so you are interested in that. You see, if I had that, see, I will be permanently happy. I will be, you see, having only pleasure without pain. So your God, your enlightenment, no matter what you are interested in, is the ultimate pleasure. That is what they are selling, you see, in the market, the product of all products. But if you try it, you will find out, you see, that it's all sham nonsense, you see, it's not going to work, you see. So that is just not possible. Not possible. The body cannot take that at all. It's not interested. The vibrations or sensations of pleasure and pain, the body cannot take it because it destroys the sensitivity. It has to survive. Your survival depends upon a totally unrelated thing. Body's survival is all that it is interested in. Its survival depends upon throwing away every form of pleasure, every form of pain, every form of human values that you see are imposed upon you. See, it is not interested in that. It is not interested in your bliss. It is not interested in your ecstasy. It is not interested in anything. Those are all the interests of the structure that is put in there. So the only way it can survive is only to demand more and more and more and more and more. There is no end to it, you see. So you have been fed on this idea that the goal is important. The goal has to go. Your problem is not selfishness. Your problem is not unhappiness. What will give me happiness? That's all you are interested in, you see. There is no such thing as happiness. People ask me, you must be always happy, eternally happy, permanently happy. I really don't know what happiness is like. So I can never be unhappy. Never. So you are happy when you get what you want. You can't get everything you want all the time. It doesn't depend upon you. So how are you going to solve this problem? Tell me. What do you want? You see, you want so many things at the same time. That is the variation of the same want. So you are not doing anything to get what you want. You are just thinking about it, you see. Thinking implies you need some ideas. You have to go here, there, everywhere. He sells you ideas. He seduces you, a very clever, cunning, crafty bastards who are in the spiritual business. They are all seducing you, you know, offering you ideas. But they don't work. They give you hope. One day, see, through this, more, doing more and more and more, you will achieve your goal, because that structure that has come into being there has come into being in time. It has taken so many years for you to be what you are. So many years it has taken to be what you are. So you cannot think of achieving anything except, you see, in the course of time. You know, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, the next life, you are going to be happy forever. I'm not talking of the abstract time and all that kind of a thing. You see, that's the only way it functions. It does not know of anything else. So that works in understanding, you see, a mechanical thing like this. By repetitive process, you learn how to handle, manage, and create these things. You see? But life is something living. Every moment is different. You cannot be prepared to deal with the problems of life all the time. You want to be prepared. You want to be prepared to meet every situation in life. It is just not possible. There is always one unknown factor in the picture. You cannot be prepared all the time to face all the situations in your life. Every time, you see, it is just not possible. Try, do what you like. So you are not doing anything. What you are doing is only thinking. To continue this thinking, you have to gather ideas from some people, concepts from people. If they don't work, you go to somebody else, and somebody else, it goes on and on and on and on. So you learn a new language, And you begin to look at things, you see, through this new language. Experience things through this new language. So you have new gloss, new colored spectacles, fancy spectacles. Change them, you see. So you begin to look at the things and feel that you are looking at things in a different way. You know? So what is the goal? What do you want? Tell me. All the wants are the variations of the same want. All of them are the same want, you see, but...
And is it worth that I believe you? Mm-hmm. Is it worth that I believe you? You say to me, all what you want is of the same, are variations of the same
one. No.
Do I have to believe
if you?
Or
believe,
do I have to see
you? Believe, you believe me because you believed in Jesus, you believed in all the other teachers. Otherwise you can't believe this. See, this is not true as far as you are concerned.
What is not true as far
as... You see, that my statement, you are just repeating that statement. That's all that you can do. I can say that there is nothing to understand. Mm-hmm. You can't say that there is nothing to understand, because you still think that there is somehow that you can understand what I am trying to put across. If there is nothing to understand, is a fact, is a reality in your life, you see, that's the end, you would get up and walk out. Never will you go and listen to anybody in your life. Never will you read any book that tells you, do this, better yourself, improve yourself, change yourself into something else. Never will you do that. So you want change all the time. So, go somewhere else. There is a market there. They are selling so many things. Go anywhere you like. Good luck to you. If they are selling you and telling you that, you see, we have the solutions for your problems, good luck. I'm not going to add, you are not going to get it. You will find out. You will find out yourself that it's not going to work. So all the energy you put into that, you see, the struggle, you know, if that is released, living is very, very simple. The problems of life is not really your problems. The solutions that those people have offered are really not the solutions. If they were the solutions, there wouldn't be any problems. So you're only looking for solutions, dealing with solutions, but what is the problem? I don't see any problem. You see, if you can't live with somebody, you are only thinking of how to live with that somebody. As long as you are looking for how, no matter who tells you, this is how, you cannot live with somebody else. Either on your terms or on his terms. So, it's a gratification. What do you give out of this, you see? Otherwise there is no relationship there. A gratification. If that is denied, that's the end of you. See, the lovey-dovey talk goes out of the window. What you live most, love most, you see, is finished. You see, you hate it. If you may not hate, you see, you will have, you see, apathy. Changes, the whole thing changes. You see. So what do? I'm not here to help you, to teach you, or to save you, or do anything. We find ourselves in this very unfortunate situation. You are all used to it, listening to all this crap, day in and day out, day after day, reading books, all that. What is your goal? To get rich? Fine. You have to work hard, as everybody else wants to be rich. There is going to be fight, struggle. Huh? So you invent a thing called the spiritual thing. But what is so spiritual about it? Your goal is a materialistic goal. You don't seem to understand that. Your prayer is, you go to a temple, church, and pray. What do you want? It's economics. How can that be spiritual? I want to know. What makes you think that the God is on your side?
And the goal is?
If the God needs, demands your prayers, is a phony God. It's your own invention. How can God, you see, bless a man, you see, reward a person who prays to him and denies that to somebody who does not pray to God? What for? Huh? All loving, all merciful God, how can he, you see, do this kind of a thing to you? So you want this for yourself. You ate potatoes? Fried potatoes?
Yes.
Good?
Lots of Irish coffee.
Irish. It's more interesting than is coming here and talking. Something from potatoes. This is how I change, no serious, nothing. Potatoes. But, come on, let's get this business out of the way. It is too silly.
What's too silly?
To sit and discuss these things.
If that room is too small, that's why we sit. If this is
not large enough, we have to rent a place there and go there. That's too much.
You think it's silly?
What?
Discuss these things silly, why not?
I don't care. You seem to love these discussions. I don't care. Nothing will ever come out of this. And then don't ask me why you are discussing. You are here, you are asking these questions. If you are not here, I watch Crosby Show or some Cagney and Nancy or some other show. See, don't tell me why you are watching television. Why should I not watch television? Why do you want to fit me into a spiritual role? I'm not a spiritual teacher, I'm not a religious man.
Yes, why are you watching?
Why not?
Well, because it makes you unconscious.
What unconscious? What unconscious?
Well, you know...
You see, you want...
It's a kind of...
You have problems, I don't have any problems. You can't live with somebody, you are not happy, you don't have, you see, the things you want. You have so many problems, you are thinking about so many things, you want so many things. I have none of those wants except my basic needs, food, clothing and shelter. So whether I entertain myself with that there, if it is not there, I don't see that for years and years sometimes. You see, if it is there, I watch television. What more is there for me than to watch the television that is there in front of me? You have so many other things to think about. I have nothing to think about. So whatever is there, I watch. You have to go and, you see, take a walk, you see, in the nature, wood, and enjoy the nature, watch the sunset, you see, sunrises and clouds. What for? Go to a museum and look at the pictures. Why should I go there? What for?
Some education.
Huh?
Education.
Education, yes. They have all failed to educate me. Neither the spiritual teachers nor the secular teachers helped me to learn anything. So maybe I learned the language from somebody. Even that not so well. Come on, don't be so serious, Mr. You created this situation for me, so you have to help me to handle this.
Bunch of
fools. What? Come on over here.
What are you doing? You say that we create a situation.
Yes,
we create a situation.
I can walk out. You see, you think that I am uncivilized.
What?
I can walk out. Just walk out.
Oh, yes.
Hell with you all. Go there. Get lost. I can say that. I am not a civilized person, polite man. I don't believe in Victorian manners.
I still love you, Yogi. And that's an illusion. I know, but I like it.
What?
The illusion. I said, well, I still love you.
No, that's a different
matter. So that's an illusion.
That's all. Can you be without...
But I love the illusion.
No, I'm not saying that, you see. Can you be without any illusion?
Oh, no.
You don't want to be free from illusions.
No, I don't
right,
want
just
that.
Write with me. You see, accept that. You always replace one illusion
yes.
with a... You see, it is not in your interest to... See that the illusion comes to an end. for good without replacing one illusion with another illusion, to be free from fear. You are not interested in freeing yourself from fear.
No.
Go to somebody, therapist, you see, do something, watch, observe, you see, be aware of your fear and all those games you can play. But you see, it is, the fear does not want to come to an end. You see, it is not in the interests of you to see that the fear comes to an end. You are doing everything possible to keep it alive. Alive.
That's what I found
yes.
out this year.
You haven't found out a thing.
Can you say some more about that?
About what?
About this fear.
Are you frightened of anything?
Oh yes.
No. You see, listen,
yeah.
You are all used to this kind of discussions and dialogues, conversations. This is not an academic discussion. You see, you are not angry, so there is no point. Is there anger now? Is there fear now?
At this very moment.
No,
at this very moment.
So what do you want?
Well,
why do
I'm
you
not
want?
Aware of it anyway.
No, you can never be aware of fear anyway. You can't look at the sun.
I am sometimes, I think.
No, what you call fear, but not fear. See, if you look at the sun, you see, your eyes will be burned.
Yeah.
So in exactly the same way, you see, you cannot look at fear. Fear is something living, burning.
But it seems that is that if I, as if I feel it.
No, not fear. What you feel is a thought about fear. You see, you make this very cunning, subtle distinction and tell yourself and kid yourself that feelings are more important than any thoughts. Feelings are thoughts. Unless you tell yourself that you are happy, unhappy, that you are loving, that you are kind, that you are compassionate, that you are this, that or the other, you have no way of knowing what that particular thing is, what that particular feeling
is. I can understand that, but
you see, both are the same. You say, call something a fear, but you are not dealing with fear. You are only dealing with how to be free from fear, what to do about the fear, and how you can be free from fear, whether this therapy will help you or that technique will help you. I am aware of fear. You see, all these phrases you are using, but you are not dealing with fear at all. It is not possible for you to deal.
I understand that, I think, but what about...
So anything we discuss here or anywhere has really no meaning. See, when you are frightened of something, there is an action there. You see, your actions must be born out of this thinking. What is how to be free from fear? You want to learn something about it and act, you see, from that situation. But that is not the way the fear or all these feelings are operating in you there.
But what about physical symptoms when I feel...
Absorbed by the system, you feel it in the pit of your stomach, fear. So the body is handling that and it is finishing it. But you are talking about it, thinking about it, interested in how to be free from fear, what to do with fear next time, but not at this moment. The body has... it is there and it has solved the problem for itself. And by thinking about it, trying to find out, you see, the answers for your questions, you are keeping it alive and making it difficult for the body to absorb. Anything that is happening there cannot be bad for the body. Anything that is happening cannot be bad for this body. Anger cannot be bad for the body. If there is an anger because of a certain situation in which you find yourself, it is finished. The body is handling that. It knows how to take care of it. So you don't know. You want to deal with it in a different way. Through your thinking, you want to solve your problem of any one of those things. Fear, anger, greed, jealousy, envy, God knows what. And that is always tomorrow and not now.
I think this year I also realized at one moment that I actually didn't want to lose my fears. But I don't understand why I don't want to get rid of it.
No, you don't.
Because it bothers me,
of course. You see, you have to keep it going, keep it alive. Otherwise, if the fear comes to an end, you will drop dead there.
Is that so?
That is so.
So
you see, the fear comes to an end, and the clinical death takes place. Not this funny psychological romantic death, die to your yesterdays and all that guff and nonsense.
So that
if the thought stops there once, the physical death, clinical death takes place.
That means
that is not in the interest. You see, this bat knows that its survival depends upon the continuity of the body. It does not want the body to go through a process of clinical death. So the fear will never come to you.
That means it's that something in me, although maybe not conscious, knows that when my fear ends, it will be disastrous for
you
me.
You talk as if fear and you are two different things. Are they two different things? You are separating that fear from what? You tell me. You and fear, are they two different things?
I don't think so.
No, oh, no, but you have to separate yourself from that fear. Otherwise you can't think about it, you can't talk about it, you can't feel it, you can't do anything about it. You see, by dividing itself, separating itself from whatever is happening, this dual moment is able to maintain its continuity. That's all that it is interested in.
And I can't do anything about
it. You can't do anything about it. You say that. You can't do a thing about it that is not the situation in which you find yourself there. You still think that you can do something about it, and this fellow is crazy, he's taking some nonsense, he's all negative, he's all pessimistic, he's this, that and the other. You put these labels and go away. It's fine with me. But the problem remains the same. The problem is that you do not think that there is nothing that you can do.
Right.
You still think that there is
mind.
Something
yeah.
you can do about it, or somebody somewhere you see in this world who can help you. You see, the hope or whatever
that's
you want
illusion.
To call it. Huh? The hope somehow that you will be able to resolve this problem for yourself, if that is not possible, with the help of somebody. So you can't say that there is nothing that I can do about it. You are still doing a lot about it. And you will continue to do it. Yes. They enjoy that, go there. If not that fear, some other fear, yes. The fear of losing what you have. That is the most important thing, the fear of losing what you have. What do you have? All these fears are related to something. It's not the physical fear. You see, the physical fear, you look at something, you step back, that's the end of the story. The other fears, what you call in fancy terms, the psychological fears, the fear of losing. What do you have there? What do you have to lose there? What is there? Nothing to lose there, except the fear itself, that you don't want to. The fear is related to something, the fear of losing what you have, the fear of not getting what you want.
Or the fear to lose who you are.
Who you are, you see, that's what I'm saying, the fear of losing what you have and what you are, in whichever way you put it and whatever way you put it, the same. So there is no point in discussing fear, discussing all the other things you are interested in. They are all academic, philosophical discussions, you see. But when there is a real test, when there is a real confrontation, all this is not going to come to your aid and help. The real situation, you see, where an action is necessary to survive in that situation, all this thinking, all that you have heard, all that you have experienced, all that you have learned, is not going to come to your help and your aid. It has to depend upon its own resources, its own intelligence, and it will survive.
And then is there finally, any hope that the fear will end all by itself?
Do you really?
In spite of all
no, do you? Why should the fear come to an end? You tell me.
Because it bothers.
What is it?
It doesn't feel nice, of course.
You have never
experienced how it is without fear.
Fear, no.
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 But I think it will be nice.
No, it is related to something. It's 10 different things it is related, you see. Perfect relationship, ideal relationship, you see, peaceful state of mind. and now you see enlightenment, God knows what, whatever, in fear of not getting enlightenment. Well, what will you do with enlightenment? Set up a business. That's all you can do. What will you do with enlightenment? It has no use for you. It will have no use for mankind. An enlightened man is more a menace than a Hitler or a Stalin. They have done it, you see, in the history, it's not my opinion. More people have been killed, massacred, butchered, women, children, you see, by Christians. And Hindus now they are killing, the Japanese, the Buddhists, Muslims. And yet you think, you see, that as a solution for your problems? It's not my opinion. How many millions of people have been massacred? Love thy neighbor as thyself. You may say that the followers are responsible, but not the teacher. The teacher himself is responsible when he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and through me you will reach the eternal Father. He laid the foundation for massacre. Worse than the communism, worse than fascism, worse than any other system. That is why they killed the people. He never told you, you are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. You don't need me. He didn't say that, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and through me you will reach the eternal path. He laid the foundation for the massacre of millions and millions of people. And you still worship and admire that man. And still they are ready to kill millions of people. Those who do not believe in God, they never killed any people. The communists are killing because of their political ideology, their system of government, not because they are atheists. Those who believe in God, you see, kill people. You know, that is history. You will kill people in the name of your belief. Belief divides you. Belief is not something extraordinary. I believe, you don't believe. So we are divided. There is bound to be a war. There is a war inside of you. So there isn't going to be any peaceful world. The war is between two.
Didn't you use any help from somebody or something?
That help is not of any use to you.
No, it's a question to you. Because I understand that most of the things are in yourself, but I can't imagine that you have your wisdom reached without any help.
I stumbled into it, so every help that was offered to me was an obstacle. It doesn't work. So something wrong somewhere. Can't be wrong with you all the time. How can it be wrong with you? Maybe that is phony. It has to work.
So we create our own obstacles by trying to get rid of and to free ourselves from our problems.
What do you want to be free from? What is the? I don't see any problem there. How come you see problems? I see only solutions there. You see, you are only concerned about how to live. As long as you are bothered about how to live, there is no living there. It's just not possible to live. How to have a harmonious relationship? For example, do you call that relationship? No. You are concerned about how I can live, how can I live? How you see, you want to know. That's what we are saddled with.
Why our existence is so miserable?
Because of the how. You see, because that doesn't fit in your life, doesn't fit into that how. The human values, you see, are false. So you're all the time trying to see that you are, you see, an embodiment of those values. You see that they operate in your life. They don't, they are false.
But it's not enough to don't have them, because
what you are left with is only the battle. You can't be free from this battle unless you are free from that. Not not the things that you are interested in freeing yourself from selfishness, from greed, from jealousy, from fear, from envy, but what they are telling you, this is how you can be free from and be selfless. That is false. You can't be false. Selfishness is part of this, you see. It is part of this, otherwise this cannot survive. But the moment you introduce this goal and place this goal of selflessness before you, this selfishness is magnified. You will continue to be selfish always. You will never be free from that, because tomorrow you are going to be selfless. Until then, where is the tomorrow? Day after tomorrow, until the end of your life and next life you will be selfless. Until then you will remain selfish. What is it that you are doing to be free from selfishness? You are not doing anything. You are wallowing in that, living in that, you see. Because you want to be selfless tomorrow. If that is knocked off, the selflessness, this selfishness will not become a problem to you. The fear that you will be more selfish than ever before, if you stop trying to be selfless, is the problem, not the selfishness. You see, then you have to cooperate. You see, like this body, the way it is functioning, every cell is selfish to its core. Its survival depends upon the survival of the cell next to it. You see, if that cell is destroyed, this also goes. So that's the basis on which the whole structure is operating in this world. But if you invent a thing called, you see, love, cooperation and all that kind of a thing, you will be more selfish than it is necessary for you to survive. Then it becomes a simple thing. So selfishness is not the problem, greed is not the problem, jealousy is not the problem, envy is not the problem, and fear is not the problem, but how to be free from fear? That is really the problem. You are thinking about it, you see. So how can you be free from that? You can't be free from that. What you call you is a bundle of all those things. It is that that has created you. You see, the culture, the society, or whatever you want to call it, has created you. It's not an abstract thing. Your parents, your teachers, the whole society around you has created you, what you call you, all these ideas, fancy ideas, how to live, how to be nice, how to be sentimental, how to be this, that, and how to be patriotic, how to be this, that, and the other. You see? So that is all that is there for its maintenance, for its continuity, for its survival. And so you are not, you see, you need that. You need that to survive. You need to that to maintain your continuity. You need that dialogue there inside of you, the fight, the battle there inside of you. If the battle is not there, you feel that you are lost. You are not living. Battle is more important for you than living. So what do you do about it? I don't know where I'm talking. Not to help you. You're not going to be helped. Come on, you see this. It's 8:25. Murari, is on?
It's run killing already.
Killing?
First,
we are recording Perry Mason for some kids.
It is horrible.
Why is it horrible? You want some stuff from India,
no.
And they want to watch all these things.
Yeah,
they are
yeah.
In India. Why not?
On the one hand, you make us clear that we need all those goals. Then you make us clear that those goals are absolutely
what do you,
crazy
what do you,
as a goal.
What do you think?
Then you say...
No, what I say is not important. What do you think?
Oh no, don't start again.
No, that is important.
what
you think, what you say, what you feel is more important than what I say or what anybody says. I tell you, this is your problem, it's not my problem. You have to solve this problem. You don't have the strength, you don't have the energy to deal with the problem because you are more interested in how to solve the problem and not the problem. What is the problem? I don't see any problem.
No, that's the same. Yeah, I don't do it again. I did it 2 days ago. That was enough.
What?
To say what's the problem and so on. It's good.
Go there and find out some angels and take a walk with them. And give some money to the Pentecostal people, or I don't know what they do. They need money. You sweat it out and then give them money. They will save you.
Well, the big problem is that to me, we are searching in a kind of illusion, in an illusion, more than one illusion. But when I step out of that illusion, I enter at the same time another illusion.
Yes.
How subtle or small, but it is an illusion. And I still stay in that field of illusions.
Why do you call it an illusion?
Because it is made of thought.
That's too much for me.
You thought it's ourselves.
That's too much.
We are like parents.
That's too much. That's too much. Believe that there are thoughts and that there is something that you can do to control thoughts. And by controlling thoughts, you will be able to act differently. Mm-hmm. So, you see, have you ever looked at thought? I say there are no thoughts there at all. You see, that is itself questionable. See, the thoughts that you are talking about, can we control thoughts? They are thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But you talk as if there is some other thought or thoughts which you want to control, for whatever reason you want to control. I say there is no other stuff there other than can we control thoughts. The assumption is that there are thoughts and that by controlling those thoughts your actions will be different. So that's all that I am saying. What all you have there is about thoughts and not thoughts. So there are no thoughts to control.
But it seems to me as if the thoughts are going on at all.
Where are they? You are just repeating, that's all.
No,
whatever you are saying, the thoughts are going on there.
Yes.
Other than that?
Yes.
Other than that, are there any other thoughts other than what you are saying?
Yes.
Where? Tell me something about it. If you can find out, locate it, you see, don't have to control them at all. I haven't found any thoughts other than what I have been told, what I have learned, what I have experienced through that knowledge, but no thoughts other than about thoughts. What to do with thought, what is thought, what is not thought, the feeling is not a thought, thought is a thought, that's all. You see, these are all, you see, the thoughts about thoughts. And even that, you see, you are very mechanical, you don't even know what you are saying. See, there is no thinking even there. You'll be surprised. You say, it's whatever is there, put in there, the computer, is the one that is functioning there. You see, it gives you the illusion that there is somebody who is thinking thoughts, that there is somebody who is speaking, who is talking. But there is nobody there who is talking, there is just talking. So the problem is there anybody who is thinking this? You say, let me think. You see, you give some time to the computer to come out with the right answer. You are not satisfied with what you are saying. So you stop. Let me think, let me say. These are all words. There is nobody, there is no thinking there. You see, it comes out, whatever is there in the machine, automatically. It comes out with another answer, another answer, another answer. That's all there is to it. So there are no thoughts and there is no question of your controlling thoughts, because they don't belong to you. You are using them. You are using them to produce certain actions of yours, so-called actions. You see, they are the property of everybody. We are using them, just the way we are breathing to survive. From the air, you are using those thoughts from the thought sphere to survive as an entity and to function as a separate entity. There is no individual.